Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of Mark, the 10th chapter, verses 17 through 27. That is Mark chapter 10, verses 17 through 27. And it reads as follows: And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is God. Thou knowest the commandments, which are do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy mother and father. And he, meaning the rich man, answered and said unto Jesus, the master, All these things I have observed from my youth. Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him, and said unto him, One thing that thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou have, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven. And come, take up the cross, and follow me. And he, meaning the rich man, was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possessions. Verse 23, And Jesus looked around and said unto his disciples, How hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? And the disciples were astonished at his words. But Jesus answered again and said unto them, Children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. And they were astonished out of measure, saying among themselves, Who then can be saved? And Jesus, looking upon them, said, With men it is impossible, but not with God. For with God all things are possible. Amen? Amen. I want to speak today on the topic, the eye of the needle. Let's talk about this. The rich man in our scripture was very wealthy and had status in the community because he was a rich person. Some rich people feel that they have a sense of entitlement. They expect to be treated differently than the rest of us simply because they are rich. Some rich folk look down on anyone who isn't rich also, as though there is something wrong with them. They also stay away from us regular folk, thinking that our poverty will rub off on them. You can't even talk to some rich people because they consider you to be beneath them, and they think that we are not rich because we are not smart like they think they are. This is not all rich people, of course. Some rich people are kind, considerate, giving, and very down to earth. The rich man in that scripture wanted eternal life and asked Jesus how he could get it. The scripture does not say whether the rich man was trying to buy eternal life or not, but it is something to consider. Although the rich man in that scripture had followed the commandments and not sinned, Jesus tested him to see what was more important to him, his status and wealth, or the possibility of eternal life through Christ. Jesus told the rich man to sell all that he owned and give it to the poor, and then he would have treasure in heaven. Jesus went on to tell him that once he did this, to come, take up the cross, and follow me. The rich man did not want any part with any of this deal, and he didn't want to get away from his possessions. Therefore, the rich man rejected this deal, hung his head, and left without saying another word. He loved his possessions too much to let them go. The rich man never got to address coming to Jesus, taking up his own cross and following him. Jesus looked around and said to his disciples that it is hard for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were astonished that Jesus made this statement. Then he used this example in verse 25 to further explain what he meant. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. The disciples were even more astonished after Jesus mentioned the example of the needle. They started talking among themselves, saying, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus stated that mankind on their own can't be saved, like going through the eye of a needle, and that it is impossible. Jesus further states that, but with God, all things are possible, even going through the eye of the needle, per se. Now think about this for a second. Jesus came to the world not to condemn it, but to save it, as written in John 3rd chapter, verse 17. If man could save themselves, then God had no reason to send his son to bring salvation in the world. I am thankful that Jesus did come and we have salvation. Amen. Now let's talk about this example, the eye of a needle. The eye of a needle is very small. I don't know about you, but it takes me several minutes to put thread through the needle's eye. You and I both know that the thread has to be perfect. It can't be split or damaged in any way. Even a perfect thread can be a challenge getting it through the needle's eye. I must admit that when I finally get that thread through that needle, I am so satisfied. So satisfied, because it is a real challenge for some time, especially if you got bad eyesight. Can you imagine trying to fit anything as large as a camel through the eye of a needle? It is impossible. Wouldn't you agree with me on this? Jesus used this example about the rich man rejecting his... Jesus used this example after the rich man rejected his offer. Jesus knew that the rich man would never give up his status and his riches. We can't judge the rich man for making that decision. If we were rich after being either poor or living from paycheck to paycheck, what do you think our decision would be? Could we sell all our things to be poor once again? Would we wrestle with that decision? The rich man was human, just like you and I. His reaction is what any human would likely do in the same situation. This is why any rich human would most likely reject the offer. I do mean any. This includes church folks, whether we want to admit this or not. Jesus has made the exact same offer to us. Do you know what I mean by that? Are we willing to let go of our worldly possessions? If we're poor, you say, well, what worldly possessions? So that poses the question, what possessions am I talking about? Well, here are a few examples. Number one, our bad habits. We have a lot of bad habits, whether we want to mention them or not. We as humans do and say the wrong thing. We try to hide our habits from God and each other. Now here's an example, and I plead the fifth. This may or may not have anything to do with me, okay? This is just an example. Some people will go to a liquor store away from their own area to buy booze. They do this to avoid running into other church folk. Now I can't make this stuff up. Now we should repent, turn away from our sins, and follow Jesus. Then, and only then, can we possess the kingdom of God through him. Amen. Number two, our will versus God's will. We try very unsuccessfully to do things our way. God gave us free will, but that does not mean that we should use it all the time. Jesus simply stated in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." God has a plan for each of us, but we keep getting in his way. Our will is one possession that needs to go if we are to fit through that needle. Amen. Amen. Number three, racism. Now, this may make some folk feel uncomfortable, but hey, so be it. We have a lot of closet racists in this world. This is one possession of ours that we should freely give away, but we don't. This is why there is so much hate in the world. To quote Rodney King, can we all just get along? Well, we can all get along if we give that possession to the Lord to destroy. Here's another one. Hypocrisy. Getting deep, huh? I preached recently about there being two sides to every coin. This is true with us. One side does what is right and the other does what is wrong. We try to hide the bad side, which makes us hypocrites because we are basically faking it. We judge other people's bad side when we have a bad side of our own. This possession of ours need to go away and go away fast. Now, Jesus used the metaphor the eye of a needle for a reason. He wanted us to know that we can't do this on anything without the help of the Lord. He wants us to give up the things in us that we hold near and dear to our heart. These things that I mentioned do not produce good fruit and are hindering us from becoming what God intended for all of us. So, saints, to become close to Him is His goal. If we do this, the eye of the needle will be so large for us that we could drive a truck through it. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this message. Help us, Lord. We repent for the things that we have done, for the possessions that we're holding on to that we really shouldn't. And we ask for forgiveness, Lord. Please have mercy upon us. We ask, Lord, that you help us to freely give away our possessions, the things that are holding us from you. We pray, Father, that you'll help us and let us know, Lord, that when we give ourselves away, you give us more of yourself, which is what we really need. Father, I thank you for this word. I pray, Father, that it'll be clear to everyone who hears it. I pray, Father, that it'll reach the entire world. I pray, Father, that you and only you will be glorified. I thank you, Father, for using me, and I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.